Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting third. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich Chiles. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Craig Kuzik. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Johnson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on White. Bostock moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Patek. Bostock moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bostock tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. McRae steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Norwood who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. McRae scores. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Porter. Smalley moves to third. Bostock moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Shiles picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Shiles. Brett goes all the way around to score. Porter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-1 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shiles. Patek reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Bostock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Adams reaches second base with a double. Weiniger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Royals. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shiles hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Holley now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holly fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Holly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Otis reaches second base with a double. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Otis moves to third. Ron Schuler now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick has Otis trapped. There's the throw to Weiniger and over to Cubbage, who tags Otis for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Patek moves to third. Paquette moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Norwood, who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards first. Cusick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cusick. Patek scores. White moves to third. It's 8-3, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae is hit by the pitch. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. McRae steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Brett reaches second base with a double. White scores. McRae scores. It's 10-3, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Schuler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shiles hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Schellenbach now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first, with Schellenbach covering, for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Gary Serum now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuzick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Kuzick reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kuzick moves to third. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuzick scores. It's 10-4, Royals. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall is hit by the pitch. Norwood moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Norwood moves to third. Randall moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. Norwood scores. Randall moves to third. 1 out. It's 10-5, Royals. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White catches it and throws to first to double up Bostock. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.